For decades, K. John's Jewelry Company has believed in something simple. Honesty matters. And that's why we never discount. No inflated prices, no gimmicks, just fair, everyday value on jewelry we're proud to stand behind. But today, something truly special is happening. K. John's is embarking on a new chapter, one built on our own creativity and our own craftsmanship. After years of partnering with incredible designers, we're excited to introduce our very own K. John's designs in the coming year. To make room for this collection, we're liquidating our entire current inventory, and we're offering it at genuine significant discounts. As a heartfelt thank you to the customers and community who have supported us for generations. This isn't a sale for the sake of sales. It's a once-in-a-lifetime transition, a chance for you to own something beautiful at prices we will never offer again. December 2nd through Christmas Eve, we invite you to come in, explore, and be a part of this incredible next step in the K. John's story. K. John's Jewelry Company, where integrity shines as brightly as the jewelry itself.
I'm Bridget Condon with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Three more teams punched their ticket to the postseason on Monday night. The Bills, Chargers, and Jags clinched playoff berths following the Colts' loss to the 49ers. There are now just two playoff spots remaining in each conference. Elsewhere, Vikings quarterback J.J. McCarthy will miss their Christmas matchup with the Lions. Head coach Kevin O'Connell said McCarthy has a hairline fracture in his throwing hand and will not need surgery, but couldn't go on a short week. Backup Max Grossmer will get the start. Meanwhile, Phillip Rivers will remain the Colts' starting quarterback in Week 17 against the Jags. The Colts must win their final two games to have a chance at making the postseason. And Jets head coach Aaron Glenn announced that quarterback Justin Fields will be placed on injured reserve with a knee injury. The move ends Fields' 2025 season. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products or compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Turn things all the way up and find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at Hims.com/joy. That's Hims.com/joy.
December deal drops at Lowe's are wrapping up, but there's still time to snag something worth bragging about. Get up to 40% off select major appliances, and members save an additional $100 on a new and exclusive Samsung French door refrigerator, now just $18.99. Need new tools? Select tools and accessories are up to 45% off this week. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 12/24. While supplies last, selection varies by location. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants. The plans I draft include lifelong subtrusts for kids, which protect them from creditors, predators, divorce, and maybe themselves, depending on control. You can even incentivize postmortem transmission of values you care about. But that works better if you get buy-in now. Holiday meals are the perfect time to adopt, implement, and refine your family mission statement. If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105. Or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, lawnews.tv.
Take that list and head on over to the most complete camping and clothing headquarters in the North County, DJ Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles. With a wide assortment of Carhartt jackets and vests, as well as lined flannel shirts and women's Outback jackets, and a D&J last-minute stocking stuffer, Levi's 501s, only $54.95. And, of course, gift certificates are available. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange.
For Wednesday, December 24th, 2025, I'm Kevin Will.
County Board of Supervisors to hold a hearing regarding immigration customs enforcement in January. Central Coast Zoo to unveil new nature play area in New Year's Eve celebration. Details of these and other stories coming up. Rain today, highs in the low 60s, it's 58 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. The County Board of Supervisors will be holding a hearing during its regular meeting on January 27th regarding immigration and customs enforcement access to individuals. The notice for this public forum mentions the Truth Act, a 2016 California law regarding federal immigration policy enforcement. The law requires a local law enforcement agency to provide a consent form and explain the purpose of an interview with an ICE agent, an individual in custody regarding civil immigration violations. This bill also requires that local law enforcement agencies provide copies of specified documentation received from ICE to the individual and notify the individual regarding the intent of the agency to comply with ICE requests. If you cannot attend the public hearing on January 27th in person, you can watch online. The National Weather Service has forecasted the atmospheric river storm currently impacting San Luis Obispo County may continue through Saturday. Expect this storm to bring about 3 to 5 inches of rain through these next few days, winds of about 10 to 20 miles per hour, and gusts reaching 30 to 40 miles per hour in some areas. Paso Fire and Emergency Services is urging residents to remain alert, particularly if they're traveling for the holidays. Storms increase the risk of road flooding and hazardous driving conditions. A flood watch has been issued for the entire county by the National Weather Service. Central Coast Zoo to reveal new nature play area in inaugural New Year's Eve celebration. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. The City of Atascadero and the Central Coast Zoo announced they'll be opening a brand new nature play area New Year's Eve. The play area, Wild Journeys Play Zoo, is a nature-based space designed for young children, supporting early healthy childhood development through outdoor play. A ribbon-cutting kickoff celebration will be held for this new area at 10 a.m. on Wednesday, December 31st. Additionally, this day will mark the inaugural New Year's Eve celebration at the Central Coast Zoo. Families are invited to stay for a kid-friendly New Year's Eve celebration that counts down to noon instead of midnight. The event is included with general admission on December 31st. The Paso Robles Police Department is recognizing a community member for demonstrating outstanding integrity and honesty. The department posted this recognition 4 days ago, saying that the citizen found a significant amount of lost money and promptly returned it to the police department. The rightful owner of the money was successfully identified, and the money was returned. The owner expressed immense gratitude as the loss occurred just before the holidays and was believed to be gone forever. The department says both parties wish to remain anonymous, but the police department still thanks to the citizen for their honesty, character, and commitment to helping others. Cal Poly San Luis Obispo's Rose Parade float for the 2026 Rose Parade in Pasadena is entering its home stretch. Both teams gathered at the Pomona campus on December 19th to celebrate the near completion of the float for this year. The 2026 float, Jungle Jumpstart, depicts the theme of magic and teamwork by showcasing dynamics between nature and technology. The float depicts rainforest denizens coming together to restore a robot friend. The parade float was completely designed and built by students from both campuses, which has been towed to Pasadena for decoration. Students and volunteers will now apply more than 21,000 flowers to cover the float from December 26th through the 31st. CHP will be entering its holiday enforcement period starting at 6 tonight and ending just before midnight on Sunday, December 28th. During last year's holiday enforcement period for Christmas, CHP says officers arrested over 300 impaired drivers and issued over 2,000 speeding tickets. CHP encourages drivers this holiday season to slow down, allow extra following distance, and remain alert for hazards while driving to help everyone get home safely for the holidays. In sports for the NFL, tomorrow the Commanders will face the Cowboys, the Lions will go against the Vikings, the Broncos will face the Chiefs. In the NBA, yesterday the Clippers beat the Rockets 128-108, the Suns over the Lakers 132-108, the Pistons beat the Kings 136-127. No games will be played tonight. On Christmas, the Lakers will face the Rockets, the Warriors will go against the Mavericks, the Timberwolves will face the Nuggets, the Thunder will go against the Spurs, and the Cavaliers will face the Knicks. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:15. Now it's time for California News.
California headline news. Wet weather continuing to drench Northern California while the southern portion of the state gets wet as well. Ventura Police Sergeant Chris Bridges.
We have a lot of homeless people that live in the river bottom. So our patrol task force actually went out this week and we're making notifications to people that are living down in the river bottom, the homeless folks, to let them know about the storm coming and try to get them to move out of there.
Recent burn scars on hillsides in Southern California facing the threat of collapse. Pacific Palisades and Altadena residents told to evacuate. Over a foot of rain could fall in some spots by the weekend. The search for missing 9-year-old Melody Buzzard comes to a tragic end. Santa Barbara County Sheriff Bill Brown says Melody was last seen on surveillance video with her mother Ashley on the Colorado side of the Colorado-Utah border on October 9th.
And detectives now believe that Melody was murdered shortly after that stop.
Brown saying Melody's body was found in Utah. She'd been shot. Her mother Ashley now arrested in connection with her daughter's death. A woman dies after being swept away by a large wave at North Coast Beach north of Fort Bragg. Jeff Scott, California News.
I know that hiring can be challenging. You need someone to match your role perfectly. Well, now you can meet them fast on ZipRecruiter.
Build your team, build it sooner. Meet your match on ZipRecruiter.
Just head to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try it for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Meet your match on ZipRecruiter.
So you need last-minute gifts. No judgment. Get an extra 25% off during Kohl's Friends and Family Sale and find great gifts under $20, like something cozy, something thoughtful, something that says, you planned this all along. Yep, you're just one quick trip away from checking off the last gifts on your list. Save now at Kohl's and Kohl's.com. Select styles. Offer ends December 24th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
At Good Neighbors Electric, they're more than just electricians. They're your neighbors. Whether it's a small repair or a big project, from home inspections and panel upgrades to full electrical rebuilds, their licensed pros show up on time and do the job right. Good Neighbors Electric, locally owned, family operated, and proud to serve our community with honesty, skill, and a smile. Good Neighbors Electric. Call 805-610-5530 or visit goodneighborselectric.com.
Hi, this is Sunny from the Floral Parlor right next to Bridge Sportsman in downtown Paso Robles. When you're grabbing your guns, grab some roses. Because friends don't let friends buy grocery store flowers, please support my small local flower shop. Swing by the Floral Parlor and say hello and receive a free mini bouquet. Yes, a free bouquet. We're a full-service florist serving and delivering beautiful fresh flowers on the Central Coast. Check out our website, thefloralparlor.com. We're on Spring Street across from the Boot Barn. See you soon.
KPRL News continues at 8:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. The Almond Board of California's Board of Directors voted this month to discontinue funding the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Objective Measurement Report, which is a pre-harvest forecast that can affect market behavior. Many growers complained that this year's USDA forecast overestimated the size of the crop, causing almond prices to plummet just as the new crop was hitting the market. I know we've all been frustrated with the market volatility we've experienced as an industry, especially following the release of the objective estimate this past July, ABC President and CEO Clarice Turner said. Turner acknowledged the USDA objective forecast has been a useful tool for the industry. However, when the crop shifted from growing to consolidating and declining acres, like we've seen over the past 4 years, the calculation started to become problematic, she said. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Joe's One-Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced, locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Wednesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by Cajon Jewelry Company, having a massive inventory liquidation sale now through December 24th, making way for Cajon's designs coming in the new year. 5255 El Camino Real, Atascadero. Rain today with highs in the low 60s, south winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour. About a half inch of rainfall tonight, lows in the mid-50s, south winds at 20 to 30 miles per hour. Rain early tomorrow morning, then remaining cloudy for the afternoon. Could see some scattered showers. Highs in the upper 50s. South-southwest winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Extended forecast is cloudy on Friday. Showers in the morning as well. Mostly sunny on Saturday. Sunny on Sunday and Monday. Mostly sunny on Tuesday. Cloudy on Wednesday with about a 30% chance of showers. Upper 50s Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Low 60s Monday and Tuesday. 63 a week from today. Currently, it is 58 degrees and cloudy with rain in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Cajon Jewelry Company, liquidating their entire inventory now through Christmas Eve, making way for their new Cajon's collection. 5255 El Camino Real, Atascadero. KPRL News Time is 8:21.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Lauren Simonetti, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Nike, one of the day's big winners, up around 5% after Apple CEO Tim Cook disclosed he bought shares in the sports apparel maker. Gold and silver hitting new highs. The six largest banks in the U.S. added $6 billion in market cap in 2025, according to the Financial Times, spurred by the Trump administration's push to deregulate the industry. J.P. Morgan Chase, Bank of America, Citigroup, Wells Fargo, Morgan Stanley, and Goldman Sachs experiencing a significant surge. Growth was also bolstered by a revival in investment banking activity. There was also an easing of capital requirements, which allowed large banks more flexibility to deploy excess capital for growth, lending, and share buybacks. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
At Audion Hearing, our mission is simple: to make better hearing affordable for everyone. This Christmas holiday, enjoy exclusive savings on our high-quality rechargeable hearing aids. Clear, comfortable, and ready to use right out of the box. And here's a study worth hearing. Research shows that wearing hearing aids can reduce your risk of dementia by up to 61%. Join over 1 million happy customers and shop Christmas holiday deals before they're gone at AudienHearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Hi, Lindsay here from K. John's Jewelry Company. For decades, our family has believed in one thing above all else: do right by people. That's why we never discount our jewelry. We price fairly every single day. No inflated tags, no discount games, just honest value and pieces we're proud to stand behind. But today we're inviting you into a new chapter of our story. After many years of carrying extraordinary designers, we feel it's time to create jewelry that reflects our vision. Designs made by us, for you. To make room for our new original K. John's collection, we're doing something very special. We are liquidating our entire current inventory. This isn't a marketing event. This is our way of saying thank you to a community that has supported us, trusted us, and grown with us for generations. We want you to have the opportunity to bring home something beautiful at a price that truly reflects our gratitude. We're excited for what's to come and honored to take this next step with you. December 2nd through Christmas Eve, K. John's Jewelry Company, from our family to yours, thank you.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week, including Christmas and New Year's Day. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery, call 805-238-9229. Happy holidays from Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Critter Creek Ranch, the Frontier Fantasy Christmas Light Display. It will run through December from 5 till 9 out there on La Ponza Road. But remember, rain, it does cancel the next day or two. So just to keep that in mind with friends and families, you're thinking about going out there and watching the magnificent display. If it does rain, it is canceled. So make sure you check the weather before you head out for the Critter Creek Ranch Frontier Fantasy Christmas Light Display. And it's made possible from the good folks from Roar Hay and Feed, Slow Camp and Pack, and John Whitford Communications.
Have you considered selling scrap gold or silver? Need some advice on strategies to buy gold? Mid-State Precious Metals is here to serve you. Ron is a veteran, and his family-owned business is in Atascadero across the parking lot from the movie theater. Mid-State Precious Metals is a reputable, certified dealer and can walk you through the process of selling coin collections or scrap jewelry. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. Stop in anytime just to chat. Mid-State Precious Metals, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
Mars Mega Storage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Mega Storage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Mega Storage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Mega Storage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
Greetings everyone, Jim with Roosters Firearms here. We're continuing to receive new handguns that have made it to the state roster. Kel-Tec 9mm handguns are the newest addition, and we have two in different colors arriving any day, along with the much-awaited Walther 9mm handguns. I also want to give you a sneak preview of the newest line of hunting rifles we will be carrying. We are in the final stages of becoming a dealer for Fierce Firearms. If you're in the market for a high-grade, premium hunting rifle, check out their website. We have already sold several of their rifles, and customers' reviews are excellent. My son Tristan is spearheading the partnership with Fierce Firearms, and he will soon have more details to share with our customers, so keep your ears tuned for the next upcoming radio ad.
Hi, this is Terry. It's time to go shooting. We have ear and eye protection, bags and slings, holsters and cleaning kits, and cool shirts, because you need to look good on the range too. We have everything you need as a beginner shooter and as a competitive shooter. Everything you need is at Roosters Firearms at 98 South Main Street in downtown Templeton.
Chronicles of the West is brought to you by Rooster's Firearms at 98 South Main Street in historic downtown Templeton. Give them a shot. You'll be glad you did.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. If you look on a map of Texas, you will find the town of Helena is a ghost town, but back on Christmas Eve of 1884, it was one of the toughest towns on earth. Sometimes even tough towns die, but this one was killed. December 24, 1884 began like any other day in the town of Helena, Texas, the toughest town on earth. The town was filled with cowboys waiting for the spring cattle drive going north, Civil War veterans, highwaymen, and gunmen. Meanwhile, at one of the bars, a drunken cowboy shot off his pistol, a normal occurrence, but his bullet accidentally killed a 23-year-old Emmett Butler. Now, typically, an accidental killing was given little notice. But Emmett Butler was the son of William G. Butler, the wealthiest rancher in the area. Upon hearing of his son's death, William Butler came to town demanding his son's killer be turned over to him. The town refused. He left vowing to kill the town that killed my son. Around Helena, little was thought of his remarks. No one could kill a town as prosperous as Helena, Texas. Besides, it was the county seat. A year after Emmett Butler's death, the San Antonio Railroad was laying track through the area. William Butler offered the railroad free right-of-way and $35,000 on one condition, and that was that the railroad would build its track 7 miles southwest of Helena, Texas. The railroad agreed. The new town of Carnes City, Texas sprang up next to the railroad tracks, and Helena businesses started moving to Carnes City. The final blow came 9 years after the death of Emmett Butler, when on December 21, 1893, the citizens of the county voted to move the county seat to Carnes City, and Helena, Texas, true to the promise of William Butler, died. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
Hello from the Groves on 41, where olive oil is our favorite subject.
Yes, and we are seeing an increasing awareness of the health benefits of olive oil, not just for your heart, but your brain and your skin, too. I'm drinking it. Consuming more olive oil is easy with our crazy flavors, like cinnamon, raspberry, rosemary, and more. You could have olive oil for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and dessert.
Schedule a tasting and tour at the Groves on 41, or visit us at a farmer's market Saturday mornings in Templeton, Tuesday mornings in Paso, and want to learn more? Go to thegrovesonforty1.com.
Do you know someone that's working on redoing their yard? Steve Schmidt Topsoil has gift certificates for the do-it-yourselfer in your life. They deliver DG, road base, planter mix for the garden, and products for erosion control for cooler, wetter weather. Give the gift of a beautifully landscaped home. Call Steve Schmidt Topsoil, 805-237-0174, or stop by the Little Red Caboose off the 101.
Wesley with Stove and Spa Center. It's finally getting cool and we don't want to leave you out in the cold. Stove and Spa Center has a great selection of stoves, inserts, and fireplaces to get you warm and cozy in your house this winter. Don't miss savings on freestanding stoves, gas inserts, and fireplaces. How would you like being warmer this winter and save money too? It's possible with a fireplace insert from Cozy Heat. Cozy Heat's highly efficient gas inserts and fireplaces come in many styles to fit any home's decor. Save big on Cozy Heat fireplaces and inserts during Stove and Spa Center's Big Autumn Sale. All products we offer are on our website at stoveandspa.com. Save big on Cozy Heat fireplaces and inserts during Stove and Spa Center's Big Autumn Sale going on right now. Don't miss out on all the special offers at Stove and Spa Center. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero between Curb Rail and Moore Roads.
It's official, John. Lynn's is Pietopia. We make 18 flavors of pie at our bakery in Cambria.
Really? Let's see.
There's raspberry rhubarb, true blueberry, and California apricot.
Red tart cherry, peach blueberry, lemon meringue.
And raspberry lemon meringue. Traditional pecan and pumpkin.
Coconut, chocolate, and banana cream. Oh, don't forget my favorites, traditional and Dutch apple pie.
Gluten-free Olali berry and apple, too.
And everyone's favorite, Olali berry.
But wait, that's only 17 kinds of Lynn's pie, Rini.
You always were good with numbers, John. Number 18 is Lynn's Pie of the Month. Folks can order a slice at Lynn's restaurant and get free ice cream on top.
Clever girl. Lynn's really is Pie-topia.
Told you so.
Pick your favorite pie at Lynn's Restaurant, Central Coast Supermarkets, Lynn's Gourmet Goods in Cambria, and at lynnsfruitbin.com.
Oh, that's real good.
It's Lynn's.
Local news update brought to you by the Stove and Spa Center, your home for wood, gas, pellet stoves, and fireplaces. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero. The Paso Robles Police Department is recognizing a community member for demonstrating outstanding integrity and honesty. The department says the citizen found a significant amount of lost money and promptly returned it to the department, where the owner of the money was successfully identified. Both parties wish to remain anonymous. City of Atascadero and Central Coast Zoo announced they'll be opening a brand new nature play area New Year's Eve. The play area, Wild Journeys Play Zoo, is a nature-based space designed for young children and outdoor play. The area will be unveiled at 10 a.m. on December 31st, with the zoo's inaugural Noon Year's Eve celebration following. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy skies with rain today, highs in the low 60s, it's 58 degrees. Local news update brought to you by the Stove and Spa Center, your home for wood, gas, pellet stoves, and fireplaces. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Jalosi, an investigation is now underway into a catastrophic explosion at a nursing home in Pennsylvania. Two people are dead, 20 others wounded.
There were initially believed to be three deaths here. One of the people taken to Lower Bucks Hospital was resuscitated, so it remains two dead, 20 hospitalized as an explosion yesterday afternoon rocked this Silver Lake nursing home and rehabilitation facility.
That is Hank Flynn with Fox 29 TV. State officials suspect a gas leak could have been behind the initial blast. And President Trump giving a little Christmas gift to federal workers, some more time off.
President Trump signed an executive order adding today and Friday to the Christmas Day federal holiday. The action gives federal workers a long weekend, but just for this year. It would require an act of Congress to create a permanent federal holiday.
Fox's Jared Halpern. America's listening to Fox News.
At Walt & Son Aqua Engineering, wish you a very Merry Christmas and the happiest and healthiest of New Year's. Please join us in saying a prayer for our servicemen and women keeping our country safe, and don't forget our veterans as well. May God bless and keep America safe for us all. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from all of us at A. Walt & Son Aqua Engineering.
Do you use propane for your home or business? Family-owned and operated, Delta Liquid Energy has provided local area residents with dependable and courteous propane service since 1936. From home heating and cooking to powering your irrigation engine pump or forklift, propane can do it all. Don't forget their location. Paso Robles refills propane bottles of all sizes Monday through Friday and has a dump station for your RV. Learn more. Call Delta Liquid Energy 805-239-0616 or go online. DeltaLiquidEnergy.com.
Blake's True Value Hardware Center has plumbing, electrical, paint, and tools for every reason and every season. There's no better place to shop for do-it-yourself projects than Blake's. They're your one-stop store for a full line of hand and power tools and accessories, plumbing and electrical repair parts and supplies, padlocks and door locks. And now is the time to tackle caulking and weather stripping for energy conservation. Blake's has all the supplies you need. Blake's has insulation tubes and wrap and electric protection cable. You may also need a tarp or two during the rainy season. You'll find several sizes at Blake's. And don't forget incredibly strong Gorilla Glue 100% proof and Gorilla Tape. Enjoy barbecue all year round with a digital-controlled heavy-duty wood pellet grill from Blake's. Both grills, the Pit Boss and the Louisiana Grill, are always priced right at Blake's. For all you hobbyists, Blake's Hardware now carries a full line of radio-controlled planes, cars, and boats. Blake's True Value Hardware Center, 17th and Riverside in Paso Robles, open 7 days a week.
Are you buying or selling property? Your real estate agent is the key figure in all real estate transactions. We ask Gabby Romo, why choose you?
One of the things is the broker that I'm with, Central Coast Sotheby's International Realty. The name in and of itself, Sotheby's. It's a brokerage that is quality. It's a brokerage that provides value. It's a brokerage that provides clients first. One of the things that separates us from others is we're always there for our client, whether it's a holiday, whether it's 7 p.m. or whether it's 5 a.m. It could be a phone call, it could be a text, it could be an email letting them know where they're at. We're going to address them first and foremost.
Go with Gabby. Gabby Romo Realty, serving the Central Coast. Gabby, what is the best way to contact you?
Gabby at GabbyRomo.com. G-A-B-Y at G-A-B-Y-R-O-M-O.com.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, the replacement window masters. For your Christmas Eve, well, steady rain coming again this morning, then showers continuing this afternoon, highs near 60. Rain showers this evening with steady rain overnight into Christmas. And overnight lows in the upper 40s, about an 84% chance of rain early, then remaining cloudy with showers in the afternoon for your Christmas Day. Highs in the upper 50s. As we head out to Friday, we may get some more rain in the morning, about a 30% chance. And Saturday, upper 50s, mostly sunny, same Sunday, low 60s. Monday, Tuesday, mostly sunny, mid-60s. And for your New Year's Eve, maybe some PM showers, about 50% as we speak. Today's UV index will be 2, up and down, 7:11 a.m., 4:56 p.m., and we are still at 58 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, sliding or swinging doors with features like doggy doors built right in. Okay, no Karen this afternoon. It's Christmas Eve, but I've got another special lined up for you following Chris's new news and some California news and Today in Farming. It will be the behind the scenes of the making of It's a Wonderful Life and then the original radio broadcast of It's a Wonderful Life back to back this afternoon. And then our magic of Christmas starts at 2:05 going till 5 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Enjoy it. Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of Speech. Brought to you by Reds on Time Plumbing, 805-466-6188. They will be there. And don't forget on that 75 number, you can text that as well. So we keep it simple here as we are celebrating and enjoying Christmas Eve here on The Right Choice.
Thank you.
Well, you know how it's supposed to work, freedom of speech, Christmas Eve here, and I got to thank you. Well, you're welcome. It's a become kind of a tradition to play that one in the 8 o'clock on Christmas Eve, probably for about, I don't know, almost 15 years now, I think. So I'm glad you enjoyed it. By the way, when we were talking earlier this weekend today about Christmas songs, there is a difference. Chris, do you know, or and I should have thought of this, and we both should have thought of this, when you ask what people's favorite Christmas songs are.
The difference? Between what?
What there may be a difference in the answer and the song.
I'm guessing who sung it or who performed it?
No, whether it's a religious carol or not.
Oh, huh.
Because the America's Favorite Christmas Songs, because they have here religious carol, is Silent Night and then Oh Holy Night, which was the one we just heard. So I didn't think about that, but that makes perfect sense. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Somebody mentioned Sage in the previous hour, and I was thinking about how you and Lefty used to spar on the radio, and I kind of miss that. Be interesting how you would engage with the current president being the president, how he would make his phone calls. But also talking about snow, and I often wonder why they say the devil is in hell where it's really hot, because I think snow is the creation of the devil. I think January around here is too cold. I hate cold weather.
Well, okay, so what is cold weather to you?
Oh, just when you say it's 28 degrees in the morning and it never gets past 50.
Okay.
That to me is cold weather. I want to ride my bicycle all the time.
Well, you know, it's funny. I used to not mind when it was 105, 110.
Right.
But now I'm like, I don't like that too much. Now, we don't get it that often, but I'm with you. I dislike the cold more.
I do too. Absolutely right. But I got another weather story. Like I said, I grew up in Goleta, and I had a friend of mine from Minnesota. He was a few years older than I was. And I said, John, how did you end up in California? He said, well, my dad would always take me to the Minnesota Gophers games. He goes, and one year they were in the Rose Bowl. So he told my mom, it's father-son outing. I'm taking our boy to the Rose Bowl in Pasadena. He goes, my dad never watched the game. He said he was just looking around at the fact everybody was in shirt sleeves on New Year's Day outside, 100,000 people at the stadium. He said, we flew home. My dad says to my mom, find a realtor. We're not living here anymore. We're moving to Southern California. And that's how my friend became a Californian.
Well, did his mom eventually adjust, or did she miss home?
I only knew the son. Okay. So that was his story, though. But, yeah, that's how we became Californians. And, yeah, it's nice living here.
Well, that's why, they call them the snowbirds in, the East Coast. You know, they all head to Florida January, February, and then when they retire, they all move down there, too.
And I've also said, if you don't live between San Luis Obispo and San Diego within 5 miles of the Pacific Ocean, you're going to have something to complain about. That's like the perfect place ever.
Well, I was just talking with somebody about that the other day on how we take for granted on where we live. And I think probably most people do, don't you think?
Because it's just become, it's what you're acclimated to. You know, you hit your comfort zone and you just take it for what it is.
As a matter of fact, it was last Saturday. We were heading down to a family thing in Arroyo Grande, and Linda and I, were going through, the Pismo and that area. Mm-hmm. And, you got that beautiful ocean view, and, Linda made the remark, and I said, there are a lot of places in California that are not nice, but we take for granted where we live, because we think then the rest of California is like us, but it's not, obviously.
It isn't. It's like everybody thinking New York is New York City. You get upstate, it's beautiful.
It's downright gorgeous, but not. You don't want to be there this time of the year,
absolutely not.
Unless you like snow.
Yeah, I despise snow. I've made that clear.
Well, the thing about the cold is, at least for me now, is, you know, again, more birthdays, is my feet, I guess my feet are susceptible to the cold, and when they get cold, I'm done. I can't get them warm.
Well, don't put on a pair of steel-toed boots at this time of year, then. You'll freeze your feet all day.
No, I will, but although I will say this, for Christmas, I'm glad it's not 75 degrees.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, we can handle low 60s. But
right.
If you want to be a brat, if you have family or friends back east.
Oh, I've already done it.
Oh, you call them and tell them.
Yeah. I was out and about. Where was the one of the outdoor drinking establishments last Sunday, and a band was playing, and I ran the little 10-second video, and I said, I had this one uncle used to say, love that California weather, because he'd come out and visit us. And so I sent that off to Brooklyn and was like, yeah, keep rubbing it in.
That's what we do there. All right, sir, I got another one, but thank you and Merry Christmas.
All right. Merry Christmas to you as well.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Born and raised in Southern California. I never really knew Christmas and snow, except one year I was dating this gal that was born and raised in Muskegon. So I got talked into going to Muskegon for Christmas with her. I made up my mind, I don't want to ever live in Muskegon. I'm happy in Southern California. But, you know, there was a time when I worked in Lancaster, California, for the gas company. And they get snow every once in a while, but it was real light. But it's pretty out in the desert there when it's all covered with white snow. But it wasn't enough to affect the roads. And so one night I got called out late at night when I was working for the gas company, and I had a full moon. And I was driving down this road, and I said, I wonder what happened if I turned my headlights off. I turned my headlights off, and it was just like it was daylight, shining off the snow. It was pretty. Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't want to live in snow, never.
Well, you don't have to worry about it, sir.
No, I like Paso Robles. Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Christmas. 6 minutes away from 9 o'clock. At the right choice, AM 1230, KPRL 99.3 FM. Let it snow, let it snow. Again, maybe for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, and maybe you'll get a couple of inches and not have it be a nuisance. We never really had that much snow in Kentucky, at least in Louisville. Maybe 3 or 4 inches every once in a while. But I talked about that chilling cold, though, that it is back there. But, you know, again, as we've mentioned several times, is if you grow up in it, it's like the humidity. If you grow up in it, it's there, but it's not like when you go visit. And, you know, you have to deal with it. It's not fun, but you're not acclimated to it and so forth and so on. So, you know, it's not everybody can live in, you know, where they want to be in the warm weather. Although that's been a trend in the last, 20 or 30 years, people moving to warmer climates and enjoying it. However, it's funny because on the East Coast, when you move south, you're going to get more humidity. But again, they're acclimated to it, and it's obviously really bad in Florida, which you could not pay me to live in Florida. Absolutely not. All right, let's see here. Christmas songs. For the best-selling Christmas single, you know, for those, that's, you know, would have been the old 45s. The best-selling Christmas single of all time is All I Want for Christmas Is You, Mariah Carey. And then you have some others here on the list that I don't even, I may have heard, but I wouldn't know who they are. Kristen Bell, Do You Want to Build a Snowman? Christmas Eve by Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Mistletoe by Justin Bieber. These are all the top 10. Brenda Lee, Rocking Around the Christmas Tree. Where Are You Christmas? That's Faith Hill. And then this Trans-Siberian Orchestra again, Christmas Canon. Jose Feliciano's. How about this? That's number 8, Feliz Navidad. Then Jingle Bell Rock, Bobby Helms. Then we have Wham making the list with Last Christmas. Okay. And they have it broken down into, you know, different categories of digital, the records, et cetera, et cetera. And Mariah Carey tops the list again. And then we have Brenda Lee making the list, too. So kind of the new ones, because hard to believe that Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You is 30 years old already. And Rocking Around the Christmas Tree with Brenda came out in 1958. So you have the classics, and I guess, you know, once the classics are, well, they wouldn't be established, but, you know, a song like from 58 and they're on, because we only hear them, you know, one time of the year, so we don't necessarily burn them out, although there is, in some people, they do get burned out by the Christmas songs, particular Christmas songs. And as we started out today, we each have our own little different ones that we either like or dislike. Particularly, let's see here. Okay, Johnny Mathis version might be a second place for what? Oh, Holy Night. No. No. But again, that's individual taste. But and enjoy your Johnny Mathis version. Hi, good morning. Real quick.
Real quick, thank you for the Oh Holy Night. That is the best version. I look forward to hearing it from the station every year.
Well, you'll hear it again a couple of times starting, you know, we have our Magic of Christmas starting at 2 o'clock, so it'll play a couple of times.
Oh, you betcha.
All right. Thank you. Thanks. All right, bye. Merry Christmas. All right, that is it. Yeah, and the Magic of Christmas, it starts after our special. You're going to hear all kinds of Christmas music. I mean, the new, the old, the traditional, the carols, and the fun stuff, and maybe even the stuff that you don't like.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. The County Board of Supervisors will be conducting a hearing during its regular meeting on January 27th. The hearing is to provide information from the public and gather feedback regarding immigration customs enforcement. If you cannot attend the hearing in person, you can watch online. The National Weather Service has forecasted the atmospheric river storm currently impacting San Luis Obispo County may continue through Saturday. Expect the storm to bring 3 to 5 inches of rain, and Paso Fire also advises residents to remain alert if they're traveling for the holidays. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy with rain today, highs in the low 60s, it's 58 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
All right, the office closes at 2 today. Coming up at following the news from Chris in the noon hour, I've got its behind the scenes of Making of It's a Wonderful Life, then the original radio broadcast of It's a Wonderful Life, and we kick off our Magic of Christmas at 2. Have a safe holiday travel the next 24 hours, and very Merry Christmas. We will be back on Friday morning. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business. Keep that cash local and continue to live as free Americans. This hour was brought to you by North County Septic Service.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.